Jason Evans says although he and his wife own two other newspapers, they were not in the market for a new one.
Well, we weren't actively looking for newspapers, but we do have some talented staff that live in Homer, and so it was a natural to pick up the Homer Tribune and start publishing it as well.
Evans, along with his wife, Kiana Peacock, owns Alaska Media LLC, the company that recently bought the Homer Tribune. The company already publishes two other weekly community newspapers, the Arctic Sounder and the Bristol Bay Times Dutch Harbor Fisherman. The Tribune stopped publishing its paper edition on June 8th and went to a web-only version. Shortly thereafter, Evans and Peacock picked the paper up. Evans says they want to maintain the local community flavor of the paper.
We feel it's important to have community voices through a newspaper and didn't want to see that newspaper go away.
Evans says the Tribune will continue its online version along with a printed edition.
So online is a really active and important piece of the puzzle, especially in today's day and age. But we feel a printed paper is also really important. You know, it's something that people can take with them to their camps. They can cut out photos and hang them on the refrigerator. As a weekly paper, we feel like a print edition is still critical to the success of it and also to adds to the community.
Evans is Alaska native, Inupiaq, originally from Nome. He says highlighting Alaska native voices in rural parts of the state is important to the company. He hopes the Tribune will dedicate more coverage to the native communities on the southern Kenai Peninsula. Longtime Tribune owner and publisher Jane Pascal is working with the paper for a couple more months during the transition to help primarily with advertising. She says she's very pleased with the sale.
I'm excited and thrilled because now we can celebrate our 25th anniversary this month. My employees will have a job. They're getting their jobs back. And Homer will also be able to read the Tribune again. So I couldn't be happier.
Jim Hornaday started the Homer Tribune in 1991. Pascal first worked as a salesperson, but purchased the paper in 1992. Pascal says she sold the paper because she's now focusing on a new restaurant business and preparing to become a grandmother. She says she's confident that Alaska Media will do a good job.
I think that Homer's different from the rest of Alaska, and I think they understand that. With Carrie Restino being the editor and the main reporter, she's been here for many years. She's written for me. She understands the community.
Carrie Restino has been in the reporting and editing business for years. She first arrived in Homer in 1993 and studied journalism at the University of Alaska Anchorage before taking a job for the Homer News as a general assignment reporter. In 2004, she took the position of editor for the Homer Tribune, where she worked for several years. She continued to write freelance articles for the Tribune while also working as the editor of Alaska Media's other newspapers in 2011. She says her passion is community journalism.
Real community-focused. What happens in an elementary school is just as important as what happens in a city council meeting, and ultimately you're responsible to the community that you're serving.
At the local grocery store, issues of the new Tribune are flying off the racks. That's where I found Jan Knutson, Visitor Center Events Coordinator for the Homer Chamber of Commerce. She says having the Tribune back in print is good for both the businesses her office serves and for visitors.
We're just really pleased that it's back in print again. It just means that it's very accessible to locals and visitors alike.
The Tribune got a redesign, a cleaner look with more white space and other style changes that bring it in line with the company's other papers. Another change that Alaska Media has made is switching the day that the Tribune comes out, from Wednesday to Thursday. That's the same day that the town's other weekly newspaper, the Homer News, is issued. Knutson says that's good.
Yes, it may be rare to have two newspapers in each town, but business competition is good. Some people prefer the Tribune, some prefer the Homer News. Some of us prefer to have access to both newspapers.
Evans, the owner and publisher, says more news sources will be better for residents.
You know, I think a place like Homer is really lucky to have two papers. You know, I mean, it's hard for a community weekly to catch everything that happens in these dynamic communities like Homer, and having two papers and more reporters and then a really great radio station as well, writing and creating news for the community, I think just really adds to the community in the long term. So I think there's a good fit for two papers, and we're happy to be one of them.
The Tribune plans to maintain a content-sharing agreement with Alaska Dispatch News, the state's largest newspaper. The parties have not disclosed the purchase price. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.